report Dyson out tonight. Just how does that change, or maybe it doesn't, things defensively with schemes and what you all wanted to do, and how does it give somebody else an opportunity to step up and really channel that?
Yeah, I think, you know, Dyson's such an elite defender that anytime you miss a player of that caliber, it impacts your defense on some level. But, you know, collectively, we still know that we have to defend to win. And I think the biggest thing is matchups, and just not having them out there. You know, as far as how those evolve, not just in the beginning of the game, but throughout the game.
What's up, Coach? How you doing? You guys had Dave Juan in your system. He's playing extended minutes now for Sacramento. What do you remember about his time here? What did you see in him when he was here?
Yeah, we were fortunate to have him. I think he's a really, you know, nice young player. You know, I recall one game in particular when we had him. We were playing on the road in Chicago, and he really came in the game and changed the game with his. His on-ball defense, just, you know, his competitiveness and his ability to knock down shots. So those are the things that I see him doing now, and you know, just a terrific young man, and happy for him.
When Josh back in tonight, wasn't last night, and I just wanted to get your take on the growing importance of Josh to the overall sum of this team.
Yeah, you know, with throughout the course of the season, due to injury or whatnot, we've been thin in the front court, and Jacques is someone that's addressed that. And I think he's, you know, able to knock down his jumper. You know, he's got 3-point range, which I think, you know, he's worked really hard on. But as much as anything, I think, you know, the way that he plays, his competitiveness. You know, he's physical. You know, there's a mentality that he has. That he brings to the team, which, you know, has really been showed leadership in that regard. And I'm glad to have him.
Quinn,
yeah.
Obviously, all games are important. How do you emphasize your guys the importance of tonight and not look at the record and understand that with the 8 games left to go, that every game that you play is essential?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've got a group that understands that. It's something that, you know, you talk about before every game. All you have to do is look at the way they played Orlando. Well, you know, they're right there. They could have easily the possession here or two. So we know how important these games are. And we also know that, you know, anytime you're playing DeMar DeRozan, Malik Monk, and a lot of those guys that could go on, they're still very dangerous. Even with some guys out, and we've got some guys out tonight, and I think as much as anything, we just have to, you know, it's about how we execute the things that we've been doing in order to have some success. And that shouldn't matter who you're playing against or what time in the game it is.
Coach, I have one more. When you look at CJ's numbers, they're identical to the numbers in Washington. Has it been a seamless transition, and if so, why do you think that is? For a player of certain magnitude?
Well, I think there's some things that we've asked CJ to do that are different, that don't show up in his numbers. I think he's been very focused on the defensive end, which has been something that, you know, that he's taken pride in. And I think coming into our team, you know, just the different players around you, you know, being able to pick your spots on when to score, when to play make, and then that's different with our group than it would be with another team he's on. So I've been really really happy with how he's embraced that, and it just shows the type of professional he is and the type of person he is.
Not to go back to last night too much, but I had an uncharacteristically inefficient 2-point shooting game. Stuff in the paint. Was that anything Boston was doing, or just after watching the film, anything stand out to you as to what that would have been?
Yeah, you know, there are a few things that a few shots I said today, you look back and say, gosh, I feel like we could have made that one. It was a good look. And, you know, I do think Kata His shot blocking ability and presence at the rim. You know, sometimes, you know, players, you may not block a shot, but, you know, you're conscious of someone being down there. But I do think there were some shots that, you know, that we can make, and but don't want to attribute that, you know, to only us. You know, but hopefully we'll be able to do better tonight.
Thanks, Coach. Okay.